Time now for Eric to give you all the things that are being released upon you right now. They are the hot releases. New movies, music, DVDs, CDs, games, all that stuff comes out. Plus, three songs that our program director, Larry, has shot over to us and said, hey, these are possible ads. Throw them out there, see how they sound, and we'll see what we got. This is what Larry does on Tuesdays. He listens to new music selections. We listened to the new one from Ghost yesterday. Is that in the mix?
That is not in the mix.
Oh, man.
No.
Unfortunately, not very good. Will not be there. It's very poppy, very 80s pop sound. It's too far one way. It was one thing to have the kind of tone to it, the whole thing. Anyway, we'll get into that. Eric, please, for crying out loud, release me.
All right, release is brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home. That's a website to hit up, ELOteam.com. We'll start off with video games. Out today, we got...
Sorry, somebody just sent me Hulk Solo's vagina. Just popped up.
You've seen it.
I know, but I haven't.
That is not the hot release
you're looking
for.
I haven't seen it for a while. When you're not expecting it, the Sarlacc pit comes poking out at you. Oh, yeah.
That was not a good idea on her part.
My wife gave birth to a 10-pound baby with a huge head, and it still looked better than this picture. Thanks, Patrick Jeanette. I hope you get fired for that. Sorry, go ahead.
Space Hulk Deathwing Enhanced Edition for the PC and PS4. We also have H1Z1
shorts.
Battle Royal.
Shorts with that?
We got Dillard's jeans for you.
You can't distract Brady with the big screen of information. He's going to just say what's on it.
What's the gaming in?
That's all right. We're going to move quicker here because we got some other stuff.
Space Hulk. I was expecting to see a game.
No, I know. Space Hulk Deathwing Enhanced Edition.
He was getting to it.
H1Z1 Battle Royale for the PS4 is also out. And State of Decay 2 for the Xbox One and PC. All these games are poor to mediocre.
Yeah.
So you may not even want to.
Never mind.
Fours and fives and sixes.
Yeah, pretty bad. Stardew Valley for the Vita gets 9 out of 10. You've inherited your grandfather's old farm plot in Stardew Valley. Armed with hand-me-down tools and a few coins, you set out to begin your new life.
Stardew Valley.
That might be kind of fun. I don't know. 9 out of 10?
Stardew?
Stardew Valley.
Oh.
It's like Zelda. Well...
chop down trees.
Except that part.
And then you play Dig Dug for a little bit.
A lot of gardening.
This is what they give you in rehab to, like, not focus on your problems.
Little plants.
What'd you say the review was on this?
9 out of 10.
Wow.
Hey,
farming.
Shape your land into a thriving farm.
Who says farming can't be fun?
When do the hordes come and raid it? Oh, that doesn't... That
making was, love to a goat there. The little
bad.
Heart... heart popped over the goat when she walked up behind it. Harvesting the...
the bubbles are very soothing, I have to say.
The column berries. Learn to live off the land. Dig night and day.
This is mesmerizing. I don't know why.
Fish.
Ride your horse in the snow.
Horseback riding in snow. Night exploring.
It's like Gauntlet.
Kill bats. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What are you talking about? This looks this is 8-bit fun right here.
Did you just say awesome?
Yes. This is great. I don't know why it's great.
I disagree.
I'm not seeing a 9 on this.
I'm not seeing a 9 at all. Huh? There's a cat. She loves the cat.
You guys don't know a good time when you see it.
It's not. Oh, you can stargaze. You can stargaze through a video game. All right. I don't know what's happening here, but I don't like it.
I'll knock it till you try it. Look at all the fun stuff you can do. Ice fishing?
Ice fishing. Hot air ballooning with no weapons. I'm so confused by who would play that.
I don't know what's going on with this.
This is the first game they give you after you wake up from your coma. It calms you back into colors and sounds.
All right.
There's no rich guy in Stardew Valley.
What?
No rich guy. Everyone's the same.
Oh, it's Communist Valley.
Yeah.
I see what Brady's saying. Brady made it political.
Yeah, I don't know how you got there. But,
I don't know how you went there either, but you've been watching too much Hannity.
Farmers got a lot of money. I don't know if
you noticed. Farmers are doing quite well. Probably get government subsidies, Brady.
So I'm saying there's got a guy with a giant farm. He's out farming everyone.
All right.
Okay.
When did you become a sovereign citizen? You sound insane.
Star Wars is out, so Star Trek has a video game. Star Trek Bridge Crew, The Next Generation for the PS4. It's developed specifically for virtual reality. So the nerds can be in virtual reality Star Trek.
So if they're in virtual reality, what can't they do? Buy tickets to Star Wars.
It's your team, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
There we go.
I sold my stock for Ubisoft at $25. Bucks. It's up to 100 now.
Is that true?
Yes. I lost out on thousands of dollars.
You were the problem.
Yeah.
Once air gets rid of it, we're going through the moon, folks.
Captain's log.
Yeah.
Stardate 2016.165. Starship USS Aegis is preparing for her maiden voyage.
We've
gathered some of the most decorated officers in the Federation to test her limits.
Anyway,
and to prove her place
full throttle forward, whatever light speed is, find that button.
We're en route to a secret testing facility.
The Starship Aegis.
We're proceeding to our destination at maximum warp.
That's taking forever. Boom.
This is amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely.
The stuttering waiter is going to be so excited.
When I walked in, I really wasn't sure.
This is the full. Oh, LeVar Burton gets to play it.
Very cool. If I could have imagined what I would have wanted the Star Trek VR game to be, this is it.
Come on, if LeVar Burton likes it,
waiting for.
It's got to be good, right?
And that Jonathan, what's his name? That was Frankis.
It really is breathtaking. That was an extraordinary
experience. It looks a lot like Jonathan Frankis. I want to play this.
New Dr. McCoy.
Interacting with each other and you're talking Jerry to each other.
Ryan
and you're
still looks good.
Taking orders from the captain and you're, I mean, it's really cool.
So there's captain.
Could any of them say it sucked?
No. They wouldn't have put him in a commercial.
No. I'm just, you know.
I didn't like it. It made me somewhat nauseous. And I fell down twice. Very dizzy. Hard to play. I like watching the old show better.
That's why he's not in the commercial.
What do you mean you cut me from the ad? Why?
Well, because you were so negative, Bill.
I could do it again. Give me another chance.
Tell me what you want.
Give me a line. I'll say it. Honestly, I didn't even play the game. I put the hat on and it was black the whole time. I was embarrassed to say I turned it off and I didn't know.
Now streaming.
You had it on backwards, Bill.
I wore the hat wrong.
We'll go to Netflix.
I could hear space, but I wasn't in it.
All right, we'll go to Netflix first. Shooter Season 2. If you enjoyed the movie, there's a show now. Shooter. Remember Shooter with Mark Wahlberg?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Netflix has made it into a show.
Great.
Terrace House, Opening New Doors, Part 1.
Terrorist House?
Terrace.
Terrace.
Terrace House.
Terrorist?
Terrace. I'm more interested in Terrorist House. Which is the real world in Pakistan.
It's a Japanese television series, which everybody loves.
All right.
The Toys That Made Us.
They're kind of hot, though.
Have you checked out that documentary on what's got Season 2 out, The Toys That Made Us?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's cool.
This Terrorist House looks good.
Yeah, huh? Japanese Big Brother, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They put him in Hawaii? It's not too bad a deal.
Yeah. Oh. That's what Japanese people sound like when they're getting trips to Hawaii for free. Can we at least make the impression not racist when we do it? Because it's exactly right. Oh! You can't do it on TV, and then when I do it back, you go, oh, racist. It's like, come on. That's all the Terrace House preview was the stuff.
Highlights.
Yeah. Stop it. It's what you do.
You watch Japanese porn sometime, don't you?
Oh.
Just for fun, mix it up.
I've said it for years. A Japanese woman having an orgasm sounds like a baby crying, and it turns me off completely.
Turns you off. You gotta get the American Japanese girls.
God.
They don't do that.
There's a baby crying in the other room while you're banging that lady with the digitized vagina.
And Michelle Wolf pissed everybody off so much she got her own show on Netflix, The Break with Michelle Wolf. It's basically a weekly topical show that blends sketches with live comedy and in-studio guests.
Oh.
So it's kind of, I guess, like Chelsea Handler.
Yeah. More like that Samantha Bee, probably.
Is Michelle Wolf, because it's literally a break. And also, my name is Michelle Wolf. There's a lot going on in the
world. I hate her voice already. Not watching.
Wow.
I've always been bothered by her voice, but I've only heard it one joke at a time. I've never heard her conversationally.
He came from the ceiling. Congratulations! The thing is, we're all going to die.
Ooh. You should combine the two trailers.
She's doing all right for herself.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah. She's going to be her little hot moments coming.
On Hulu, you got Hollywood Game Night Red Nose Day special.
Oh, the big May 15th Red Nose thing NBC does that. Yeah. All the celebrities give their money to AIDS, I think.
Okay.
And that's about it. Now we're going to do Larry's 10 seconds. We get to help decide what gets played on the air. Not really. He said it's not going to matter, but we're going to decide.
It won't matter, but we can certainly have our opinions.
So he gave me three songs that he's trying to choose from.
Now the way this works, though, is that record companies push these songs on program directors and say, put this on the air, help us with this, this, and this, and try to get airplay.
And they always talk about how...
This is old.
10 seconds... Well, no, it's from their new album, so he's got to decide if it's the next single, if he's going to play it or not.
Is it airworthy?
Yeah.
Is this something you can hear in the mix?
So the three songs we have is, you know, these are songs that Larry's trying to decide on whether to add or not.
Remember when Rob Halford was in the studio, he was talking about this.
Yeah, he had forgot about
it. And we tried to get him to sing it live when we had In This Moment at our October show. Remember when she had all of her plastic skeletons and her crystal ball?
Yes.
When, what's her name, Maurice Paul Buchan?
Yeah.
Rob wouldn't do it?
I got a picture.
Well, Rob couldn't do it.
Oh,
he was in another town, but he was going to. That's right. What was her name? It was Patricia Paulbach.
Mother Earth.
In this moment, Marcus, what's the woman's name?
Maria Brink.
Maria Paulbachin.
Paulbachin.
Anyway, so here's the first song. And they say 10 seconds. You should know in 10 seconds. We'll give it 10 seconds.
Rob Halford and In This Moment.
Yep.
The ring of fire. Tonight, how would I love you for 1,000 years? I would have died.
There's 10.
There you go.
The 10 seconds will make you listen to more, too.
I'm in.
It's got a little life to it.
Yeah, Brady's in. I like it. I mean, it's White Wedding, basically.
Yeah, three only black.
All right, next up we got Alice in Chains.
Interesting. I heard this the other day.
Alice in Chains, The One You Know is the name of the song.
Yeah.
10 seconds of Alice in Chains.
Seconds from the vocal start.
You're done with that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
A little droning.
We listened to it the other day, and the song never gets better.
No,
it stays that way the whole time.
A little disappointed no in the Alice in Chains there. And finally, Pop Evil, A Crime to Remember.
Got to get the ad out of the way.
Pop Evil. Boy, it's a long ad.
Advertising a Red song on a Pop Evil track.
Yeah, here we go. A Crime to Remember.
The time took the abuse, still all accused. Since we fell, stars on fire, now tighten the noose.
And there's 10.
Stars on fire, nothing but hell. Stuck in a world, cover your
eyes. What do you guys think?
The truth.
I'd add the Black Wedding out of these three.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page there.
I want to hear where this goes. Too much of the same. Yep, I think if we're adding one.
Brady, what are you picking?
Black Wedding.
Black Wedding.
The only one.
Wow. All right, there you go.
Consensus. You'll probably be hearing Black Wedding on KUPD.
Well, you think we have that much pull?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious which one of those three is the best.
Even Larry can't screw this up.
Yeah. Oh, really, then?
Oh.
Challenge accepted. Now, I wasn't huge on the In This Moment song, but by far out of those three, it was the best one.
Yeah.
Most radio worthy.
New music out today. Hoobastank is back. Push Pull is the name of the album. They've kind of fallen off the earth, haven't they?
Yeah. I forget how long ago that song was, like 2003 when they really popped. 98 was the first big one. A little bit girly.
Yeah.
But a tuba stink.
Yeah. The other track, this is More Beautiful.
Jamiroquai-ish.
It's like they're going after that Maroon 5 angle.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Trying to go the rock.
Well, they've always been similar.
Yeah, but now they're attacking it.
Next up is our buddy Jonathan Davis.
Oh, Catherine.
He was just here. Did a bunch of songs from this album, Black Labyrinth. It's finally out, or will be totally released Friday.
I can't stop laughing at the song we play. The chorus is cool, but that Catherine Hepburn.
Hear that one first?
Yes, the Catherine Hepburn beginning of that song is more Catherine Hepburn-y than ever. This is the chorus. This is where it's fine. Like the chorus.
Give us one of the other ones to lead off.
All right, hang on. I want to hear that. I want to hear the Catherine part. Oh, that would be it all chorus from here. Never mind. You can't.
I don't think
he doesn't cast her again. Here we go. The beginning is the most.
Right there he does.
Yeah, oh, it's all of it. But now it's all I hear.
How the loans that are at the pond. I cannot stop strawberry picking.
You're my knight.
Yeah.
This one's basic needs.
And a goat. All right, which one?
Basic needs. When the dark surrounds me,
I may be frozen numb from the fight. The board. Chewy, the rock and roll midget, has texted me and said, Stardew is so awesome when you're high.
Oh, yeah.
And then another text comes. This is an excellent question. If shooter games are being blamed for kids shooting up schools, why aren't all these farming games seeing, like, this massive influx in children being interested in farming?
Well, they don't want to do the actual work.
Right. But they do want to do all the actual work of shooting?
It made me think that when I first saw him. You know what? Maybe I should teach Kirby. Maybe we should start a garden.
Yeah?
A real
one. That poor kid. That's what happens when you have your grandparents raise you. You have kids too late, and the next thing you know,
my
you start
folks
going.
Had a big garden.
Of course they did, Brad.
Yeah.
It was back when you had to get food from a garden, and they invented grocery stores, and that changed everything.
Kirby's going to have to play shuffleboard.
Yeah, she's going to have to learn all the Brady's favorites.
I remember when I was a kid, I loved Parcheesi.
Dinner at 5.
You don't love Parcheesi? Parcheesi, a game I do not want to play.
All right, we're going to go to Scotland now with Snow Patrol. Little pop rock.
Yeah, I remember that.
For you. Their album's called Wildness, because they're so wild.
Like 2005, chicks were digging on the Snow Patrol. They were going nuts.
They actually formed in 93.
Those girls at the marathon in 2005 had Snow Patrol going in their hotel room the whole time. I got drunk in there and learned about Snow Patrol.
And moved it to the hot tub.
Moved one of them to the hot tub. Like failed. They have their audience. Alt-AZ. Enjoy Snow Patrol. What else?
I really like this next band. They're a Swedish hard rock band. They have a really cool, like, older vibe from, like, the 70s. Graveyard is the name of them.
Graveyard.
And the album's called Peace.
There we go. I dig it already. It's like Pearl Jam Live.
Cream.
Yeah.
guys are badass. They got some really good.
Dig Graveyard. What else they got?
Please Don't. Is this I'll make a good thing last.
Brady ruined it.
Nothing wrong
Doors.
With that.
Doors? That's a little heavy Doors. For the Doors.
Don't say Doors about it. Ugh.
A little break on through on that. Why am I not
sitting on top of your hill? No Doors in there.
I can hear what he's hearing. Now he's ruined it. I hate Graveyard. Doors, my least favorite band ever. I put the darkness ahead of
There's
the
no
Doors.
There's no organ in there.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. Well, Graveyard's cool. Trust me.
All right.
Next up.
That particular song. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I know you did it, though, but it wrecked it. You're right. I heard what you heard.
You could sit there and name, like, every 70s rock band.
No. He was right. There was a definite Doors
influence.
Well,
it was like a psychedelic thing.
He got one in there. He was right. And it ruined it. It was good. And then he said, sounds like the Doors. And I was like, yeah, I hear that now, too. It's ruined.
I meant that as a compliment because I like the
Your dirt. Wife looks like Hope Solo. Ruined.
I would never say that.
Thought she was pretty, but now that's all I think about is the Sarlacc pit of Hope Solo. So it doesn't matter what she looks like anywhere else. Now that's all I see.
Next up, we got one of Jack Osborne's favorite bands. He stuck them on an Ozfest a long time ago. They're kind of like Gwar, but they're from Finland, so they're a little different. Lordi.
Lordi.
Is their name. Sexorcism. Then, your tongue struck out like a snake. All that's left of Fluffy was a little fur. I hope you're still in there somewhere. I tell myself that I still care. He and his wife are. There you go, Lordy.
There you go, Jen.
Look cool.
How about a sodomesticated animal?
Yes. Like it. Sodomesticated. That's funny. I want to hear
you purr. You wanna leak. It's so funny, these bands that have the big outfits and all. Yeah. They just don't sound that good.
No.
Like Kiss and War.
Well, that's because they need a gimmick to get your attention. Because they recognize, even they recognize, the songs may not be great.
How about Poltergeist for Brady?
All the song titles, however, fantastic.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. For whom the bell tolls. Yep. Her power cannot be tamed. Her keeper's driven insane. The gates of
I picture Muppets. It's just, it's a Muppets song.
Yeah. Well, they look like Muppets.
Yeah, they're so acting like Muppets, so I picture them.
Next up, totally different band. We got Smile, Empty Soul. The album's called Oblivion.
All right. It's all so you could be a part of them. But all that's left are skeletons. When vultures eat away the flesh, you drank the blood and bound your head. Cross. Give me the chorus, my empty soul. Maybe, maybe. But all of those many friends. It's sissy unless the chorus kicks. Tonight, you've been a pick aside. Formula.
How about Stars?
Nothing nope. From no one. I don't want to hear that guy whining anymore.
And finally, we've talked about these ladies before. Thunder Pussy. The album is Thunder Pussy.
Self-titled album. Thunder Pussy. How do they look?
Let's see here.
They look pretty good.
This is Velvet Noose.
Wait a minute, I know this song.
There's a song about my dad on that album.
What's it called?
Torpedo love. All right, here you go.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
That's just like the whistle.
Sorry, whistle.
This is Torpedo's love song.
Tort must have seduced him.
So the other day I got done Thunder Pussy and he wrote a song about me. It's called Torpedo Love. The boy still thinks it's because I used to submarine folks and gin, idiot. I still just can't believe you believe that. All of a sudden, all of his friends from his entire life prior to you. Now, I'd like you to call me Torp now because the boys nicknamed me. Yep. Everyone in my life will call me Torpedo because a young boy nicknamed me.
You got it, Tom.
Just out of the blue, he's Torpedo at age 40. No way.
Came up with it.
No way. He was
ninth grade.
He was Torp in high school. No man can convince all of his friends from before he had kids in college. He was called Torpedo because he was hosing broads like crazy. You heard another guy say it. It's like, oh.
Why'd he call you that, Dad?
Submarine folks and gin. And then the next game he played.
The old Torpedo.
Yeah, that's right. You can't convince all your friends from the past to call you what your son nicknamed you at age 14. No way. He was hosing broads like Thunder Pussy all day and night. He earned that nickname. Ridiculous. You'd have to make so many phone calls.
Come back to the Sigma Chi house, talk about the slangs.
Yes, and people are like, man, you're like a torpedo. Yeah, so use the old torpedo. Torpedo Tom Bogan. Crushing it in the old Intangied Valley.
Yeah, they couldn't actually say the real words, so they'd have to come up with stupid things like
stupid
torpedo.
Stupid garbage like that. And yeah, and you know how many calls you have? Like if all of a sudden a 14-year-old boy nicknamed me something I liked, I'd have to call you guys. Hey, Eric, what's up? I know you've been calling me John or Holmberg for the last 20 years. That's all over. My new nickname is The Pet Slayer, and I need you to call me that. And then pass it on to everyone you know. Thank you. I got to call Toledo real quick. You'd have to call all your college friends, and everybody's in on it. Okay, sure, that sounds great. It's too good to pass up. You got it. I'm going to call you Torp from
Eric,
now on.
Eric, John's gone off the deep end. He wants us to rename him.
Yeah, I've been renamed by a 14-year-old boy, Pet Slayer, and just want to pass it on to everyone who's ever been in my life.
He's
ever.
Lost it.
And that adds up to you. His college buddies. Hey, Torp! How's he know your name? Made a lot of calls, wrote a lot of letters.
He was busy.
Uh-huh. Tons of it. Anyway. There you go. That is your hot releases. They are upon you, and they are everywhere. I might get that Stardew game now that I'm a pothead. That sounds great. Do some farming around the house.
I have to.
I think it's a must. It comes with my next batch.
Better than real farming.
By the way, the guys at the, I forget which place it was, recognized Megan's card, her name on the card at the pot place. And they were like, dude, we've been waiting for you to come in. We knew you lived around here somewhere. She walked in, she heard Rammstein, she goes, oh, they're gonna know. Wandered in and bought her problems there. It's pretty great.
Go back.
You're Megan Holmberg. Yo, we've been waiting for you here. And they had this little like care package of papers.
She's like, no, call me Cheech.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I call her now. Jesus, wow, she's floating around my house all day.
Is she high all day?
Oh, man, it's never ending.
Man.
Putting it in the food, it's great. We found our happy space with it, and it is funny. Just need bigger doses every day. That's all.
Once you hit the keyword, it's all over.
Oh, yeah, no, the giggle fests have been pretty fun.
Why don't you do it before the show starts tomorrow?
Because you're not supposed to show up to work inebriated.
Don't tell anybody.
Right. Well, then you'll know. Trust me.
Yeah.
You think that Hitler conversation went goofy this morning? That was me straight as an arrow. What a gummy in me. And the next thing you know, I'm marching around. I've got diagrams. I'm farming. There you go. The hot releases, they're all done.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be. 98.